Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 30th. Today's word is indigence, spelled I-N-D-I-G-E-N-C-E. Indigence is a noun that means a level of poverty in which real hardship and deprivation are suffered and comforts of life are wholly lacking. Here's the word used in a sentence from Thoreau's Walden. But how do the poor minority fare? Perhaps it will be found that just in proportion as some have been placed in outward circumstances above the savage, others have been degraded below him. The luxury of one class is counterbalanced by the indigence of another. Is your vocabulary impoverished by a lack of synonyms for the word indigence? We can help. Poverty, penury, want, and destitution all describe the state of someone who is lacking in key resources. Poverty covers the range from severe lack of basic necessities to an absence of material comforts, as in, the refugees lived in extreme poverty. Penury suggests a cramping or oppressive lack of money, as in, illness condemned him to years of penury. Want and destitution imply extreme, even life-threatening poverty, as in, lived in a perpetual state of want, or the widespread destitution in countries beset by famine. Indigence, which descends from a Latin verb meaning to need, implies seriously straitened circumstances and usually connotes the endurance of many hardships and the lack of comforts. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.